Samurai instantly with a gift to celebrate the occasion. I thought you were going to have dinner.
Bake one of those cakes again?
Yes. He's just eating pudding. But not in roll-up form. Were you guys aware of that there were pudding fruit roll-ups?
Whoa, what?
They look real suspect.
He had a gift. He had an image of Betty Crocker put out like pudding flavored roll-ups. It was like, I think it was a scam from that Seinfeld where they were going to sell the pudding skins. Nope, he has them again. There you go. Pudding roll-ups.
Those can't still be on the market.
No, look at that box. That's from like
19- I was going to say that box is clearly from 28 years ago.
Butterscotch pudding fruit roll-up now.
Yeah, I would totally eat all of those. Butterscotch, milk chocolate. I think the other one was like dark chocolate fudge or something.
I was going to say, I can't be certain that I didn't eat those, but I don't have any specific memories.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with I was never a fan of roll-up, so.
Yeah. When I was 14, I don't remember a whole lot of nothing. Ian was like 2 at the time, so. Right, Ian? You were born in, you know, like 85, right?
In your mind, I was, yes.
I know. It's always in my mind. And in my mind, I'm going to Carolina.
Right. And then when I see you Saturday for my 40th birthday extravaganza, it'll all come crashing down.
Oh, yeah. Are we going outside tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to verify. We're going to leave Ray at home. Otherwise, he gets in trouble.
Yep. That's true. I'll alternate, though. I'll ditch you and take him out to dinner.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Since wherever we're going does not serve pudding roll-ups.
It's true.
Oh, it's too bad.
In the grand scheme of things, I eat no foods, and Ian eats way too many foods. So we can never compromise on a place to eat at, so I just let him go do his thing. All right, everybody ready? Want to kick this thing off? All right, am I giving this an episode number, or just is this a special issue?
B. This is extra special.
All right. We'll be in. All right, thought this party with a bang. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the Puzzle Warriors 3, where we have all of our favorite folks from Demiurge currently on to talk about supports. We have Paige, we have Will, we have Anthony, and maybe later we'll get Patch. Hi, everybody.
Hey, great to be here.
It's been a while since we chatted. You guys have been busy. Has it gotten any less busy now that this feature is actually implemented?
Not really.
Not really. No, yeah. We're moving on to the next big thing and fixing things up here with version 2/3/4.
Yeah, just a different type of busy. Just,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I know it's nonstop Dazzler work, so I don't want to hold you up. Because that's always my dream. And that one was my dream, and I'm taking it back. Sorry, I'm really in a weird spot.
Yeah, apparently, because right. you're not even going to introduce your co-hosts. I mean, everybody knows who we are.
All right. We know who they are. It's Chaos Nevity Snoo and Stinky Pete.
There you go.
Thanks.
Everyone knows who you chumps are. You're not important. All right. Supports. This feature has been, you know, rumored that something big was coming. Boy, this looks like something big. What's the biggest thing I need to know?
The biggest thing you need to know is that this is the biggest new feature probably that's come into the game since we launched 4.5 years ago. Supports are a way for us to bring in parts of the Marvel universe that we wouldn't ordinarily get a chance to represent because they're not people who punch each other. So that means the places in the Marvel universe, the cool gear and vehicles in the Marvel universe, and characters that might be a little bit more behind the scenes than other characters. And the way that they work in the game is you equip them to your characters and they make them better. They basically give them additional abilities.
Yeah, from first glance, it looks like this is a really way to, you know, kind of tweak your favorite characters in little ways and add an extra level of strategy as to, you know, what boosts am I going to apply to someone in different situations?
Yeah, totally. We're hoping that this will add some interesting new strategies, both on the game board and in how you choose to advance through the game and what you choose to level up and how.
I know that right now we're kind of debuting everything a little, you know, slowly while you work out all the kinks. And if we're currently in PvE mode only, will this be making its way to PvP eventually?
It'll be a little while before it gets there. We want to give people a chance to collect them and play with them. We want to make sure that we've already gotten some great feedback on the UI. And so we're making some improvements to how you equip supports and how you see what's going on with them. And we want to give a chance to examine the balance of these and make some tweaks to it and roll out a few new supports before we bring them into PvP. But we hope to do that eventually.
Because we know clearly the whole thing will fall apart once you fastball special summon in the air while they have a building or something.
We tried. That should work. See the dog while you're flying through the air and still have him. Unfortunately, that's not true when you turn into the Hulk yet.
Poor so Banner.
That's difficult. Yeah, he wakes up big and green, and everything that he ever loved has abandoned him. So that's kind of true to the story.
True.
So if you're looking at PvE in the future, is this something that a defensive team, like if you leave your defensive team out there, will that person? I mean, I know it's in the future, so you may not even be able to answer that. But
so we haven't totally nailed on all the details. But yeah, that's how I'd expect it to work. That just like now, the last successful team that you attacked. The most powerful, last successful team that you attacked with becomes your defending team, and whatever supports that you had attached to that team,
right?
That whoever fought you would have to also fight against, and so that means that we have to add some new things to support that. Like you'd obviously need to be able to see what's going on with your opponent's supports in battle, and so that you could strategize around that. And that sort of thing would need to be true before they'd really work right in PvP. Right.
I have a question about the supports. Do they only give me passive bonuses, or do they give me activatable abilities as well?
The supports that we have in the game give you passive bonuses. Some of them work on triggers so that you can strategize around trying to get them to happen more often. Like they'll happen when you match a particular color or something like that. So you can do things that will make the benefits happen more often. But no, they don't work like an active power that you activate.
Okay, great.
So we have a new currency has entered the game to level these things up. So now we have red ISO. What are all the different ways I can earn red ISO?
Right now you get red ISO from event rewards. Pretty soon in the event that starts on Sunday, you'll be able to get them from some mission rewards and events. You also get them whenever you pick up a support that you already have a copy of. You'll get some red ISO-8, and there are currently some Heroes for Hire bundles available with red ISO-8 in them, and we expect to add additional ways to get red ISO-8 over time.
Do you think they'll be added to shield intercepts?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We
don't really know yet. It's certainly a possibility.
Yeah.
We've gone through that option yet.
Okay.
More about other ways we might add sources of red ISO in the future. But probably not right out of the gate here.
Okay, sure.
Will any specific supports be handed out as a reward, or will they always be in token form for randomness?
The specific ways that you can get supports in the future, we will, you know, there'll probably be particular events where if you place well in a particular event, you'll get a particular support. There will definitely be targeted bundles with particular supports that you can get in the future. I think just like all the other, just like our characters in the game, there will be a bunch of different ways to get them. And we know that some players enjoy randomness more than others. Some people really want to plan and be able to stick to it. And other people like the excitement of opening up a box and not knowing what's inside it. So we definitely, in the fullness of time, want to support both of those preferences.
I'm definitely one of the random people. I really like the idea of it being random, but I understand that people want to plan a little bit. I don't suppose, so this was a question from one of our Alliance members, Deadpool Dailies PvE events. I can't imagine, but will they include support required nodes?
Certainly not, we don't have any plans for that, no. We introduced required nodes for characters a long time after there were many, many characters. And that's one of the ways that we try to keep your whole collection relevant.
Sure.
Even when, you know, when you have as many characters as we have, they're not all going to be equally awesome in every situation. And so the required nodes are one way that we do that. If we're a ways off from having as many supports, so many supports, that would also be true of supports where we need some tool like that in order to keep all of your supports relevant.
Makes sense.
Will any of them be sneaking into the daily resupply list?
We try to keep that the daily resupply list pretty consistent over time, so that you know, people don't feel like they missed out on, like, they wish that they got the new day 1000 reward back when they were day 1000.
Sure.
But definitely the next time we revise those rewards, which happens about every 6 months, I'm sure that we'll consider adding support related stuff to that. Yeah. You'll see stuff. Whenever we revisit or revise any area of the game, I think we'll be thinking about, does Red ISO 8 fit into this reward, or do specific supports fit into these rewards?
Sure. So did we started out, everybody got like 4 supports, I think, in the initial launch. Were they the same for everyone? Did everybody get the same ones?
The tutorial gives everybody the same starter batch, the chimichangas and a couple of others.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. It's okay. I was just kind of curious. I didn't check with anybody, and I haven't talked to these guys, so I wasn't sure if everyone got all the same ones.
Well, some of them are in token form, so they should be random, I'm assuming. No?
Sure. Right. The ones from tokens.
Right.
Are random, but the ones that you get when you complete the tutorial don't pop out of tokens. We just give you a starter set before.
Sure.
Cool. So speaking of the tokens, we did see that there are higher level support tokens that'll give you like a 4 or 5 rank supports. Is there any way to get those other than like the Heroes for Hire currently?
Not today, but soon we'll be rolling out ways to get those.
Okay. I'm pausing because I don't want to run all the questions.
Sure. Or cut anybody off. That's fine.
I like to cut Ian off. It amuses me.
I know.
Come on. I've been doing it your whole life.
All 25 years of it.
All 25 years of it.
So another question. Any chance of being able to favorite support so that you can focus on ones that you are collecting? That seems
bonus heroes for supports. That's an interesting idea. That's not currently in the works, but and I think that that's another thing that with characters that became relevant once we have tons and tons of characters and you really wanted a way to focus on one. So that's an interesting idea. I don't expect that we'd do that in the near future.
Right, right.
Is there a planned schedule release for supports? Like, you know, we currently kind of have the pattern now where it's, you know, a few 4 stars in a row, then a 5 star, and back that same pattern. Anything like that for supports?
I think as supports come out, we'll be experimenting with a couple of different ways to release them. So we have a plan, but we're waiting to see how the feature is received and how things work out, and we'll probably adjust that. So nothing to announce about that right now. You'll notice us fall into a pattern once it happens, but the initial release of supports, and for a little while, they'll be kind of special. And, you know, there's a big Marvel movie coming up soon. There's a bunch of character releases coming up soon, and we'll want to connect it to those things too.
That makes sense. Do you think you'll be releasing them in groups or more on an individual kind of basis? Like, I imagine
per season.
I imagine we'll for like the movie, that's probably going to be a big event all over the place, not just you guys, but everyone in Marvel. So
there's like 800 characters in that movie.
we'll probably try both. We'll experiment with releasing them in batches and releasing them one at a time and see what happens, what people like, and what works.
So how many hours of brainstorming sat around where you decided what all those supports would do and what you would call them?
Spreadsheet is so gigantic. Pages, were you just bringing it up right now?
It has
many hundreds of ideas in it, for sure.
There's so many things we love.
So
it'll probably be a fun meeting, right? Just to sit around and throw things out.
Yeah, that sounds like it, actually.
And then, you know, we just leave the spreadsheet up and ask people to add ideas to it and you know, email out the link. And for at least a week, that spreadsheet was still active. There's everything in the Marvel Universe that isn't characters now has an opportunity to be represented in the game. And there's a lot of good stuff there.
Right. You just left that post to buy all that pie you keep getting, right? While you're grabbing some pies, you can just write that down.
We really appreciated those pies. They really kept us going this week.
Already all gone. Well, at least all the oatmeal cream pie ones.
Oatmeal cream pies went real fast.
All right. Well, then we should ship you guys a pie. We should get on that.
So when you were looking at the different supports to include, how much was it like tied to the object or the character in mind? Like, I see that there are, you know, a lot of them are usable by teams. Some of them are usable by anybody. Can you kind of describe how you went through the process of making the decision on those?
The process of deciding which supports to do or what abilities, what perks they would get?
Well, kind of both, but definitely what perks they get.
When designers decide what perks to create for the supports, I mean, the key thing that we're trying to do when we make our characters, that we tried to also do when we were making these supports, is that all this different stuff in the Marvel universe has lots of amazing stories. Like these characters and these places have such a clear identity and such clear stories that go along with them. And the main thing that we want to do is tell those stories and make you feel like you are either like you're that those characters really work the way that you expect them to work from the Marvel stories, and that you feel a little bit like them when you're playing as them. And similarly with the supports, that the powers that they have, the perks that they have, really tell the story of that character or that place, and that they change the gameplay in a way that like retells that story a little bit.
So here's a question for everybody. Do you have a favorite support? If so, which one?
Mm. I mean, I'm going to reiterate what Sarah said in our video the other day, which is those chimichangas look delicious. And when I look at them, I want to eat them. It's very, very challenging to think about other supports, because that's all I really want. I put Sharon Carter on Peggy Carter the other day just because I thought that would be amusing to me, but it's actually a good synergy. So I've been playing around with that a lot. I like that combination.
Nice.
Excited to get Lucky into the game a second time. You know, he showed up a little bit with Hawkeye, but I love that Fraction run so much. That it's really fun. Plus, it's just a cute dog. I mean, cute dog in a video game. I'm there.
Nice.
Like, we need more pets.
Yeah.
Bree's part of all my teams, like just sitting there, just helping out everybody. Oh, Patch! Yeah, we have a guest.
Patch Rattle.
Hello.
Hey.
Patch, what is your favorite support?
I'm not even say yet. You know, the release ones.
Yes. the ones you haven't been working on.
The one I haven't given anybody else yet. All right.
Anyone said chimichanga?
They can say it again.
I like the chimichanga.
So we actually have a question one of our Alliance members brought up. He said, why, oh, why, in one of the initial supports, do you have one that gives faster red and purple AP generation when red and purple are used by Gambit?
It's not Devin's fault that Gambit happens to have those colors. Should we punish him for it?
In all fairness, he was there first.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I really think so. To me, I mean, red and purple, sure, Gambit comes to mind, but, you know, Deadpool is red and purple. So, it makes perfect sense.
So we're going to get a Jarvis to, like, you know, help out Tony Stark?
Ooh. Yes.
Have fun. There you go.
Who knows?
We can't announce anything about the new supports that are coming, but, there's a lot of stuff that I would love to see in Marvel Puzzle Quest as a support.
Just in case anyone wasn't clear, that was Ian that said yes.
Right, absolutely. I feel like I should have asked probably at the top of this Q&A, and I feel like everybody, this is one of those things that everybody already knows but me, and it's probably very similar to the ways I go about getting red ISO. How do I get more supports? Where do I find these tokens? Do I play more PvE? Do I have to start playing PvP?
Yeah. Right now, they're going to be at the top of season placement rewards to start. And in some bundles and offers, but we're still trying to figure out what the best spots for them are going forward.
Okay. Yeah, probably your best bet now is play more PvE, get more of those event those vault tokens for PvE, because there are support tokens in those vaults starting Sunday.
Excellent, thank you.
So there were several questions that I got that I figured, well, I wrapped them all into one question. I think you just answered it, that you can't really talk about the type of supports that are coming yet that haven't made it to the game. I'm assuming that's correct.
Announce about new supports today.
Okay. I can tell you that they're awesome.
Right. I bet they are.
I can tell you that they're awesome. Yeah. That I'm excited about them because I am.
Thanks, Alpha Team. One of our listeners shouted out that you need to make a PW3 support.
That would be super meta.
Would you guys have to share, or would that be one for each of you?
I don't know. Mine has to make bad songs happen. I don't know.
Well, it can be different levels. The first level, it just makes bad songs. I mean, that's that would make sense. So another question about the teams. The supports are definitely making use of the different teams, heroes, villains, X-Men, Fantastic Four. Do you see going through and expanding the different tags that the characters have? The example that was given, She-Hulk was a member of the Fantastic Four for a while. Is there any expanding, looking through those again, changing the tags that the characters have?
It's a little funny you ask that. There's always a big super nerdy debate around the office every time we revisit affiliations. It's like who's on the Fantastic Four really? So the Fantastic Four are on the Fantastic Four. People, she's been on the Fantastic Four a long time. Black Panther and Storm, are they on the Fantastic Four?
Mm.
Medusa, are they on the Fantastic Four? Yeah. So like the list of characters who have ever been on the Fantastic Four, Ant-Man. Also on the Fantastic Four, Bagman's origin is from the Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Right, right.
So, exactly whether our characters should be on those teams or not is I don't know. We fight it out.
You have to draw a line somewhere.
You have to draw a line somewhere.
It's always hard to figure out where. So we want to include everybody with everything all of the time.
Yeah.
Just get around to doing the Excalibur team and then bring in those, fill out that team of characters. That would be the bomb. Need some Captain Britain.
They're not the bomb. Please stop.
No way. Excalibur is one of the greatest comics ever.
That's a hard pass on that one. But I do like that they are. They're not expanding the tags. You are correct. There have been far too many people on far too many different teams, to constantly update the tags. I mean, that's like it's like when Kiss was being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they wanted, Peter Criss hasn't played with that band since like '82. Does he still get to be in there?
No way. I saw Peter Criss play with Kiss in like 1990 something.
Unlikely.
No, when they put the makeup back on for that tour, it was like '94, '95.
Yeah, Kiss also technically in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah,
that's true.
Get that comic made with their own blood.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It'd be true.
No, that is true. In the first issue, they donated some blood and it was mixed into the ink.
Oh. Unnecessary and gross.
I'm just saying.
Do you have a copy of Kiss number one? You may have an unknown bloodborne disease.
But just think, now everyone who has a copy can now clone Kiss.
This would be one of these rabbit holes we need to dig ourselves out of. So Samurai had a question on the Discord. So it looks like support's a way to introduce like minor characters in the game who may not really warrant their own standalone character. And if someone is introduced as a support, does that mean that they're probably not likely to be a character? Full blown?
Cool. Definitely supports are a way for us to get characters into the game that would be hard to make into a full character or might not warrant a full character. So Korg is awesome. I'm not sure he does three things, maybe, or at least like effectively. So that's a great way to get that character into the game. And what was the other question? Sorry.
Yeah.
If a character, if like a minor character is a support, does that mean that they're probably not going to be a full-blown character?
Oh, yeah. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So probably sometime down the line, we'll have made a support and that character is like really coming into their own and we want to make a full version of them, or we have a full version character and it would really be the right time to make a support for them. And if we come to that situation, then we'll figure out how to make that work. We'd probably have to make it so that they like can't be equipped to themselves or something like that. We'll cross that bridge and figure out those problems when we get
there. No, they can totally be, you know, got the whole multiverse. You know, you could have, you know, the
right, that's right.
Different person from Earth 480 come support, you know, person from Earth 616. That'd be fun.
I was really wanting to get that question answered so that I could lead into the troll question that Eric from Cincinnati had.
No, Eric from Cincinnati is fired. He's no longer allowed to participate on this show because I know what you're going to ask, and he's fired.
Is there any way that you can work Dazzlerness as a support for Jubilee?
I will fight him to the death.
That'd be really true. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm driving to Cincinnati tomorrow. This could not be happening.
That's what would be a better support for Black Bolt, though, right? Because, like, you turn sound into light.
Yeah, amazing.
Just remember, that's always the counter to Black Bolt. Dazzler shows up and punches him in the nose because there's nothing he can do. He's got nothing. King of the Inhumans. Bah. Here's a roller skate to the face.
I like this multiple man idea that I see in chat. If you introduce multiple man and he takes enough damage.
Oh. Sure. That would be fun. Because you never know which one's actually the prime one.
That'd be a difficult coding maneuver right there, I think.
Yeah, he should be like a normal character. So when you kill him, he comes back just with less hit points each time.
Yep. Zeno's enemy.
You know, he starts out with 10,000 hit points, and you kill him, and he comes back with like 8,000 hit points, and you kill him, he comes back with 6,000 hit points. Repeat.
So I have a question myself. So as I was getting these supports, I threw them on characters kind of willy-nilly without looking at who it would be best for. And then I started to like move them around to who I would think that they would be better for. But when you're in the support screen, you can't really see who they're attached to at the moment. So the one question was, is there a way that we can get a little tag with a picture or maybe their symbol that shows who the support is attached to?
Requests, and we're making a bunch of improvements to the UI along those lines. I don't actually remember exactly where that one sits in the queue. But we're definitely making some improvements to the UI experience for supports as we see how people use them and what people are looking for.
Sure.
Is he even alive? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I'm doing well. These questions are at a premium. I don't want to steal any, and I don't have the wherewithal to generate my own.
You can steal whatever you like.
I don't know. Did we talk about the supports, you know, go from rank 1 to rank 5? So you get different... did we even talk about the basics? A crew levels of powers along the way.
We did not, but I feel like General Fury walked me through most of that.
That's true. Good point. Fine, then.
Fine. Sorry.
That was something that I mentioned when I was requesting questions was that no question was really, you know, stupid because we've got the devs on here. They could answer any of the questions that we have. So
love stupid questions.
don't say something like that. The listeners are going to be like, challenge accepted. Here they come.
I don't know. I found it interesting that if you find a higher rank support, you kind of skip the in-between levels. So if you have a rank 1 support and then find, you know, the rank 4 version, you get to skip ranks 2 and 3 and go straight to 4.
There, go right there. And pass go.
Yeah.
So that's pretty sweet. So if you get a lucky pull, you know, you can really jump ahead.
And the level doesn't go up at all. And you're still going to...
You're still going to level it up to the regular way.
So. Sure.
Yep.
So Squiggy on Discord asked about the red ISO, which I think we kind of addressed earlier on. I don't know if he was on, but are we planning to up the ISO intake? Because the answer is yes, but because he, you know, it's a little slim to be able to get ISO at the moment. I don't know if you wanted to address that again.
I mean, we're still trying to figure out what's going to be the right amount that we land on here. Right. We want to see how things work a little bit in the wild first before we come up with a definitive answer here. But there probably will be some changes in the future. Just don't know exactly when yet or what they are.
Yeah, the first change you'll see is on Sunday, where we're adding Red ISO to Mission Rewards, and you can't get them through Mission Rewards right now. So, and when the new season starts, you'll see Red ISO 8 in that. So definitely some additional Red ISO 8 sources coming real soon, and we'll adjust that rate as we go forward.
I saw on the forum, I mentioned, again, I think it was from Brigby, talking about the fact that this new feature was absorbing a lot of time, and that's likely why there hasn't been any rework to any of the characters. But one of the questions we got was, do you see the supports as a way of being able to balance weaker characters, or are these just add-ons and the reworks are still to come?
Supports are an answer to any existing character or meta questions. They're kind of their own thing. We haven't been doing a lot of rebalances lately because we've been focused on this feature for the most part.
Sure.
But that's probably something we'll reassess again in the near future.
Yeah, I think we talked, maybe that was before we went live. I don't know. My brain hurts. I've see these all as a cool new extra strategy to the game of, what do I apply to who? Not
right.
Let me try and fix the people who seem a little weaker than others. How can I combine this with that? And, 1 + 1 = 4, how do I get that to happen?
You're saying that the thinking about the synergies and how you can make good things better. I imagine the right support also shifting up the meta for sure. It could be that a character that was previously not top tier becomes top tier because there's a cool support that has synergy with them.
So Samurai just asked a question. What's the possibility, or have you thought about the idea that there could be non-unique supports? So, like, obviously, Blackbird, there's only going to be one of those. But, like, the henchman, is there a possibility of getting multiple of those that could be used on different characters?
We tried to design the system so that wasn't possible. We think that's a... I mean, there's like pros and cons to that being true about characters. And I think that makes our character system a little bit more complicated than maybe it needs to be. And we'd never change that about characters. Having being able to have multiple characters is a key part of the game at this point. But I think when we were designing this feature, is one of the things that simplified the UI in a couple of ways. I think probably the way to do that is eventually to find a couple of similar supports or a couple of supports that, serve a similar function and use those to make your team better rather than getting copies of the same one. That probably also makes the challenge of figuring out or the strategy around figuring out exactly what supports make the best team a little bit more interesting.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it loses a lot of flavor if you can have enough supports that all of your characters have one no matter what. I think it's more important if you have to make a decision on where do I use this? Because once I put it there, it's there for at least, it's 2 hours, right? Before I can move it to somewhere else.
That being said, I would love an army of luckies.
Yeah. All the chimichangas.
How about a river of liver and an ocean of fish?
Well, and you do have, you right away incorporated the ability to switch them. I mean, there's the delay, but you can switch them around fairly easily, so... Yeah, I don't see that as being problematic.
So I think if we haven't covered anything on these.
Yeah, I think I don't know. Throw it out to Discord if anybody has any other questions. But
I have I have a one or two non-support related things I wanted to throw out.
Uh-oh.
Go for it, Craig.
All right. So one thing I think we kind of kicked around, I've seen kicked around in other places. Have you ever considered the whole realm of players versus one super character? Like, somebody crazy shows up and everyone, instead of just competing in your alliance, everyone playing is going against some super giant character with, 11 gigabillion hit points, and you still earn personal rewards as you go. But if, everyone in totality can bring down this super giant thing, you get some cool reward. I don't know.
And except everybody's in it, except just instead of just your alliance.
Global.
Right. Just everyone who's playing.
Wasn't there something like that with an old version of the Pokemon?
Yeah, if you played the game back in 2015, maybe. We had some events that had targets, or everybody was working together to hit a target. That was a pretty cool thing. The reason that is probably what led us to the bosses being alliance events, because one of the things that was true of that event where everybody was fighting for the same score target, even though it was pretty cool and brought everybody together, was that there were so many people working on it that it didn't feel like your individual contribution mattered that much.
Okay.
That's a neat idea. We might bring that back for something at some point.
I'm not sure I remember those. Yeah, I wasn't playing back then.
It was before.
So back when there were still environmental tiles, because I never played with those either.
Apparently back when there was still hot dog stand around. Yeah.
I think there was also a similar design for the Civil War event. With something like you can choose in your alliance with your alliance to go for a particular side, but overall there would be like a tug of war of like which side people are playing more.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
How many people chose each side?
I forget what that determined.
It tends to be pretty even, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know that eventually once your alliance is gets pretty well equipped, you end up, you just play both.
All right. I have another non-support question. And this couple questions came from Joe, who we talk about all the time, who spreadsheets everything. So when you changed four-star rewards, that character would then appear in PvP, but you haven't done that with like Kate, Drax, or Wolverine. Did something change? Is there a reason behind that?
We'll have to look into that. The key thing that we try to do when we change the 4-star rewards is to have that character be available somewhere.
Right.
So lately that's been in PvE, the PvP events. I haven't lined up at the same time lately.
Okay.
Something we're going to do a little further going forward.
Wow. Big truck. Okay, so
no sound insulation in here. Yeah.
Yeah. So the PvP schedule is his second question. He says 3-stars mostly appear twice in the last year, but like Star-Lord, Steve Rogers, Deadpool have appeared 3 times, but She-Hulk was only once. He says it's wreaking havoc to his spreadsheets. So I'm imagining that falls in the same line.
I think the 3-star schedule is supposed to be more regular. That one kind of goes on. A better schedule, and usually like things will get rearranged if there's like a certain event going on or a certain like Marvel event going on or some other kind of promotion we want to do. We'll shuffle that around. Sure. It could also be that maybe we have to relook at our cycles and see what do come up next.
Yeah, it runs in a cycle most of the time, and then we often break the cycle for a special PvP, which we're doing because like something special is happening that we want to support with the PvP, like a character has a new TV show or something.
Well, Ray is waiting for the special Squirrel Girl events when that show hits.
Yeah, I'm excited about that show. That should be.
I think it'll be awesome. I love Squirrel Girl. She's hilarious.
Quick team up is great.
What? I didn't hear about that.
This is going to be a fun cartoon.
What?
All right, I have a non-support question from Chloe because she liked it so much. What was your reaction when Marvel said that they were going to be using Captain Peggy Carter in a comic book?
I'm going to be in comics. It's real.
We're all super psyched. Like 20 of that comic.
Sold out all over Boston.
For sure.
Come to me if you want one.
We were very, very excited. Like once that message spread to the whole office, everyone wanted like that. It's crazy.
It's sort of backwards in this really exciting way. When you work on a licensed IP, you make a game for a licensed IP. Like it's super exciting to work on a Marvel game. Like these characters that I've loved my whole life, I get to like help turn them into a video game. But then to have one of the characters that your team makes pop back out of the video game and go back into comics. That's unbelievable. I don't know if I never heard that happening. It's so exciting and shows what an awesome job the team did on that character. But
yeah, I've seen some people cosplaying it. Stuff. It's fantastic.
Also in the Lego game.
It's in the Lego game. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Nice.
Lego Peggy Carter's.
Yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
It's a matter of time.
I don't know. Ian, you got anything? We're rounding out our hour of time here, so I don't keep them here.
Oh,
they got some pies to eat.
Yeah, no, I'm incredibly satisfied.
Ray, anything else?
Well, I just got another question to me, but I'm just going to read it because I'm not exactly sure where it's coming from. But are supports going to take the place of boosts? And he tries to explain, seems that most characters have a lot of stockpile of boosts and a lot of players never use them. How are you going to make supports different?
ISO 8 is taking in rewards, starting Sunday, Red ISO 8 is going to take a slot of the mystery boosts. So hopefully that means that there will be fewer junk boosts cluttering up your collection.
Fewer wasted boosts is the way I think of it, because I always forget to use them, and then I get new boosts, and I'm like, I don't have any space for them. But
now my problem is when I use one, I never remember to turn it off again until I'm out of them.
True as well, yeah.
Because I just, you know, I keep hitting next, and then I'm like, oh, I didn't turn that off. I'll do it next time. Oh, I didn't turn that off. I'll do it next time. Oh, I didn't turn that off. I'll do it next time. Oh, I'm out of them? All right, that fixed it.
Now, I see the supports as being, I mean, you're not going to run out of them. You're not going to need to. You're just going to be leveling them. I think they're vastly different from the way the boosts work. Are you looking at phasing away the boosts more? I wouldn't think so, since you've added ones for specific characters, but
it's really hard to take something out of the game once you add it, because we don't want to take things away from players that they've earned. So we have boosts. I've got boosts in my inventory. They're not going away. This gives us, the more stuff we add to the game, the more variety we can add to our rewards. And so because of that, you might see less of a particular reward, especially one that people are less excited about. But you'll still get to use boosts for sure going forward.
I'd be super happy if, Red ISO took the place of anywhere where I can acquire health packs. Because, man, I get so sad when I open up a taco token and get health packs. That's just me. And then dead silence.
It was just you. You weren't kidding.
I thought it was just me. I hate it when I get health packs. I absolutely hate it.
Trump disagrees with you. Trump likes the health packs. I see in chat.
Yeah, when you play PvP, the health packs become, if you play it competitively, they become way more important.
Mm-hmm. I said it was just me.
Yeah, that's one of the great things about the game. You know, we put a bunch of rewards in the game, and they have very different value to different people. Some people love a particular thing, and some people want something else.
Good Lord, Alpha Team says he has 180 health packs.
Oh my gosh, that's too many. Why are you so healthy?
That's an idea. Squiggy. We lost Craig.
I love that idea.
Sorry, somebody mentioned it that I should be quiet, because the last time I spoke to him about Venom, you know, he got all broken.
True story. So Squiggy asked about 50% health packs, so that you only heal your person up 50% for Thor and Daredevil.
Oh, that's just cheating.
Any feedback?
I don't understand.
Thor and Daredevil are better when they're hurt.
Oh.
So you don't want to heal them all the way up. They want to keep them at 50% life.
I get it now.
Can you guys just say no so that it's official?
Maybe we'll
is that
make
no,
a,
you can't say no, or
that's no, I can't say no, or no, no, yeah. Maybe we'll make a note that where you can fight against, I don't know, a bunch of, you can just like walk on hot coals enemy, where you go into this fight for a little while and just get hurt and then win and come out. That sounds like a really boring fight.
I don't know. That's all right, because then I can just keep bringing, the Red Punisher ability as my team up ability and just keep shooting them down.
Let's add poison packs to the game.
Poison packs.
Oh, you're 50%? All right, let me get you to 40% and bullet to the head. Okay, next.
I do like the fact that he even brought up that we already have that. It's called putting Thanos on your team. If you want your characters to be hurt, put Thanos
there
on your team.
We have characters for that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love Thanos.
Love everything.
Thanos is the best.
All right. So that is all the questions that I have.
All the news fit to print?
Indeed. Possibly the greatest interview in Puzzle Warriors 3 history.
Wow.
Do you guys, is there anything else, anything else you want to let people know about that might be coming or something that we missed?
Plug, promote, pander to the community.
Thank you all so much for showing up. It's always really fun being on the show, and it's always really exciting to be working on a game that people are love enough to like show up to and listen to a podcast about it. That's so rewarding. So thanks for playing and caring about the game, and for continuing to give us your feedback on what you want to see more of in the game. And we'll keep trying to make it for you.
Hey, as always, thank you guys. I mean, you make the game. We love it. We love playing a bit. We love talking about it. And, bless our fans for listening to the three old chumps sit around and talk about it. So.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I'm 25.
That's true. Ian is only 25. He'll be even more 25 on Sunday.
Saturday.
Sunday.
Saturday.
Saturday.
All right. Well, happy birthday to Ian on a day that I thought was Sunday. It turns out it's Saturday. Man, I got nothing good. And more importantly, happy birthday to me on Tuesday. Yeah. Thanks, me. You're welcome.
Couldn't we wait? We're going to do a show on Tuesday. How greedy are you?
I'm double greedy.
Birthday show.
I'm going to sing myself a song on Tuesday. So, fuck that.
So while we're saying thank you, a couple people on Discord mentioned it. Having developers/designers who can lurk on the channel and listen to players, it's a real big deal, I think, for a lot of people. And Samurai says, sorry if we're occasionally come off as ungrateful jerks.
Because we always care. Yeah, we know that's true.
Yep.
So thank you for caring.
No, I mean, you guys have always been so available and, you know, hanging out in the Discord and just chatting, you know, about the game or just, you know, other random things about life. It's really appreciated that you guys are always available and out there. And hopefully I can see you in Boston soon.
Come visit.
I'm going to try. If I can convince my boss to take this trip, I will, you know, scope out some time to ditch the conference and find your headquarters.
Good to see you.
It's in a secret underground base 1 mile beneath Bill Belichick's basement. You'll never find it.
Oh, man. It's where Tom Brady keeps his special juice from that guy who's not a doctor.
Going by to confuse you.
Exactly. Those are added in post.
Just the special bunker where him and Gronk hang out.
All right, end the show. Quick.
So, yeah, thanks. Big shout out to Paige and Patch and Anthony and Will. They didn't have to take their time out. It's late on the East Coast, and I'm sure they've got better things to do than chat with us. But we really appreciate it, as always. And maybe I'll confer with the guys here. We'll try and get some special pie sent out to you. How about that? There's got to be some pie delivery business out there in the world somewhere, right?
Sure.
Just don't let Craig pick the pie, and we'll be all right.
Hey, I do a magnificent job of picking pies. All right. I think that's it. Again, yeah, thank you guys so much. And, you know, Sluggo, you work wrong. It is Penguins time of the year. Go Pens. 7-0 win last night.
Why do we always go to sports?
It's hockey playoffs, yo. This is an important time of the year. Pens are trying to win 3 in a row here.
I'll take your
word. Goodbye, friends.
Stanley's Cup in Pittsburgh. good night, everybody.
All right.
Good night. Thanks, everyone.